This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We do a show that allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
We were talking about health care in the first hour of the program. And toward the end of the first hour, a lady who was claiming to be a nurse, I have no reason to disbelieve her there, but she said she'd been a nurse for a number of decades in the United States, and she's seen a lot of changes. And in the beginning part of her call, she sounded like she was saying that she's seen changes, she's seen things get worse in the past couple decades. But then toward the end of her call, she had kind of shifted her message to that she believed that the government's regulations were beneficial. And, of course, what we were talking about earlier,
she said to some extent.
What we were talking about earlier, Mark, is that the government's regulations are what's killing the healthcare system. It's what's making healthcare so expensive and so difficult for people to afford. And it's killing innovation. And, of course, the more government involvement you get, as they're proposing now in D.C., the worse things will become. So we propose the so-called impossible solution of getting the government completely out of healthcare, ending all the government benefit programs, the mandates, the regulations, ending the FDA, ending it all and allowing the marketplace to handle things. But one of the things that she said and toward the end of her call was that she believed that government regulations encourage the medical industry to run a tighter ship. Like, you know, hey, you need to do this, this, and this, and that's a good thing. And that's kind of a common misconception about government regulations. People believe that government regulations have a certain effect on businessmen. They believe that, well, without government regulations, people would build shoddy houses, and without government regulations, you'd get shoddy service if you hire a plumber, or without government regulations in healthcare, you know, people just won't get taken care of as well, because we need standards, right?
Sure. I mean, who doesn't want standards?
It's an illusion, though. And the reason it's an illusion is, sure, those businesses do have to obey the government regulations, else they'll get in trouble and be fined, possibly thrown in cages if they don't pay a fine, pay the fine. So it makes it seem like, well, this must be good. But what really happens is the government regulations work in favor of the existing players in the system. This is what government regulations do across the board. It happens in healthcare. It happens in your local restaurant regulation board. It happens in the plumber's regulations board. Anywhere where there's regulations being put down on business owners, it's proposed and sold to the public as, hey, we're here to help. We're government regulators. But what they really do is they insulate those business owners from competition in that every time a new government regulation comes out, it makes it more difficult to do business. It increases the costs of doing business. Now, when you talk to government or when you talk to healthcare workers, you can ask them, how much time do you spend doing paperwork? How much time do the people in your office spend doing paperwork? The amount of time is tremendous. And compared to a few decades ago, it's huge. They didn't have much paperwork to do a few
right.
decades
the
ago.
The levels of bureaucracy have been piled on and piled on. And the idea of employers providing insurance, which you mentioned, it sounds to us just the most normal thing in the world. Why wouldn't the masters take care of their servants, as has been done throughout the ages? Well, actually, it didn't used to be that way. For one, people could afford health care because the government wasn't involved. And two, the insurance programs that were offered by employers were offered because of the 90% tax bracket that the government put on certain, after a certain level of earning, employers couldn't offer any, and money wouldn't incentivize you. Every dollar they offered was a dime.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't incentivize people in the same way. So they had to offer things like, well, we'll give you medical care. We'll give you dental care. We'll give you optical care. So the very fact that employers offer medical insurance in the first place, which is the reason that insurance companies are in healthcare today at all. The reason everybody hates the medical insurance companies, they say that they've caused all the problems. No, it was the government that got them involved in the first place.
They drove them the business.
It's the government in the first place every time.
They're working together with the insurers, and they're working together with the doctors' union, the AMA. These are organizations that are very interested in government regulations. Sure, it makes their life more difficult, but it's worth it to them to jump through these hoops and to support these regulations in order to keep other people from getting into the business and competing and innovating. So the reality is, government regulations are just a cover. They don't actually make people they don't encourage running a tighter ship, like she was saying. What they do,
but they
is
do look like it.
They create the illusion that a tighter ship is being run, when in point of fact, if there was an open marketplace, a free marketplace in healthcare, the ships would be much tighter in general because you'd have more competition. When you have more competition in the marketplace, people better run a damn tight ship or else they'll be run over by the competition. And they're going to get all the customers. And when I say competition, I mean competition. The doctors have such an exclusive deal. The nurses, and if she was still on the line, she would probably be able to admit to this, but the nurses can't do the same things the doctors can legally. They know how many of them. Many of them have the training that it takes to do some of the same procedures that a doctor does. But a doctor is legally the only one who's able to actually perform some of these things. So in a free market...
And in some cases, the nurse can perform them, but a doctor has to be in,
there.
In the ward or something. As though a nurse is less competent when a doctor is not in the wing of the hospital.
It's just ludicrous. It's a guaranteed business program for the doctors. And it prevents nurses from effectively competing with doctors to bring price down. So you could be able to, in a free marketplace, go and get treatment from somebody who's a specialist at doing one thing, you know, fixing a burn or cuts or whatever the heck it is that they do. They have a specialty, you know, suturing things, whatever it is they do. Or you could have a nurse who would be willing to do something for less than a doctor would charge. She's not as well-trained, perhaps, but she would be able to offer her services at a lower price, and you as a consumer would be able to take the risk and make the choice to do those things. In the government-regulated marketplace, you're just not able to take those choices. You're not able to make those choices. They're not allowed to be offered in the first place.
Well, they are sort of allowed to be offered, but you still don't get the choice. You don't get to choose whether or not you want a doctor to take care of your broken arm or a physician's assistant because, you know, with the way healthcare prices have been driven up by government interference, now many emergency rooms only have physician's assistants with a doctor on duty. So
let's go to your phone calls. David is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking that call this evening. I really appreciate it. You know, one thing, I've been hearing a lot of this this talk about the healthcare and reform, and I've been listening to a lot of different sides of it, and I really don't understand a lot of it. I think most Americans don't really understand all the implications. But one thing that I don't hear a lot of, nobody's really making a correlation between unemployment and with the private sector being involved in the health insurance. And the government taking over the health insurance. I mean, how many millions of jobs are going to be lost? We're facing a 10% unemployment rate as we speak right now. I know there's going to be job loss. And to tell you the truth, my company would love to see government take over health care because they would tell me to get on the government health care and they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I don't think a lot of people are making that connection between the two because I think a lot of people are going to get out of the game. If they can, a lot of companies will. And another comment I'd like to make is I don't think health care is an entitlement. I think everybody needs to listen to that that's listening around America this evening. It is not an entitlement. It is something that you work for all your life. I'm 50 years old, and I remember a time when I had used to have to go to the health department. And I tell you, that's not a very pleasant situation. And you see how government runs the post office to every entity that they're involved with. Is not ran very well, and anybody doesn't believe that, think about all the government-run programs that are not ran correctly, even Social Security or even
all
Medicare or Medicaid. So I just think people need to think about that
before they
go into this, and 55% of people don't want this, and that's the reason why. Whether they understand it fully or not, the reason they don't want it is because they can't do anything right in the first place. Why would they want them to run this?
I think that even fewer of them would want it if they asked the question properly. Because I just took one of these polls, and they asked me if I'd like to see health care reform. I answered yes, because I would like to see health care reform. I just don't want the president's stinking, crappy health care reform that he's offering. So you've got a real problem there. I'm answering yes, I do want health care reform. They're interpreting that as I want the president's program.
You want Barack Obama's. Yeah.
So that's a real problem there. And I appreciate, David, that you brought up the sort of rights theory that's involved here about entitlements. You aren't entitled to medical care. You're not entitled to an education. You're not entitled to anything that you can't provide for yourself. You're entitled to free speech because you can speak. You're entitled to whatever religion you want because it's your religion. You're not entitled to something that another person has to provide for you.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That phone call that you got, Mark, that poll is an example of how the debate is so totally dumbed down. that you're either on one side or the other, but what about us, Mark? We're not on either of those sides. We want freedom. And nobody in Washington, D.C., Republican or Democrat, is proposing that idea. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1,017.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,045.60, 522.80 for a half ounce, or 261.40 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,045.60, 522.80, or 261.40.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show to take control of if you choose it. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, well, what if you found out that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active to achieve liberty in their lifetime? Would you want to join them? You can. Just go to freestateproject.org and join the Free State Project. freestateproject.org. That's why Mark and I moved here to New Hampshire from Florida. After being born and raised in Florida, we moved here in 2006, and it sure has been a lot of fun so far. And we're just on the beginning cusp of what is promising and turning into, I think, the most exciting activist opportunity out there, for those that love freedom, that is.
Well, if anybody who wants to see smaller government.
All right, so freestateproject.org. Our number here, 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to our website. Lots of features there. They're all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, and go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line. Hello, Gene. Gene?
Sound like myself.
Gene? Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Go for it. I think we're having trouble with Gene. Gene, let's put him back on hold and try somebody else. 800-259-9231. Cell phones, they sure can be tricky. Let's go instead to, I believe we have Larry listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, Ian and Mark? You know, I just find it so sickening that we are arguing about how much dope we can get and how many times we can have our body mutilated, when they're shipping our jobs out and bringing in foreigners to do the jobs that they claim we won't do. The next thing will be the jobs that we're too sick to do because everybody's going to be under doctor's care. So that's just a sham. But well, here's how we're losing our liberties here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
They have Indiana. They are passing a law now. You know you got the sex texting, right?
The what? Sex texting? Sexting?
That's right.
Yes,
sexting.
Sir. It's the hip new thing with the teenagers, because every teenager has a cell phone, and so they take pictures of themselves naked or half naked or in bra and panties or whatever, underwear, and they send them to their friends, and their friends send them to their friends, and what about it?
Now, what they're doing now in our high schools and at the mall is sending people out into the high schools to see how many of these iPhones that they have coming into their school on a daily basis. Then they target the kids with the iPhone. They may catch them in between a class or something and say, come on over here, we want to search your iPhone.
Oh,
and
gosh.
If they find any images on there that could be confirmed as pornography, then they get to go for counseling first, and then if they get caught again, it's automatically sex offenders list, plus whatever prosecution that the statute books already provide for.
It's so sick.
That is so sick, and it's just, I mean, they create these statues, then they get the weakest, most vulnerable kids, people in our society that cannot conform to them. Because, you know, Mark and Ann, if you have a child that goes to the Internet and he types in three X's, he can get any kind of pornography he wants.
You better
anytime.
Believe it.
So let me tell you, people are so sick. You know, the sex texting, I know a lot of grown people that do it, but they're targeting kids in high school and
yep.
at the malls.
Yeah, well, they're easy targets, right? I mean,
yeah,
kids don't
easy
kids,
and vulnerable.
Kids don't know their rights, and when they're on the high school campus, or they might even be middle schoolers, but when they're on school campus, they have even fewer rights because the government just doesn't give a damn about the right to free speech and that sort of thing, the right to privacy on campus. They'll basically tell you that you're leaving your rights at the door.
Tell you that.
And I imagine that if you were to, for instance, have a passcode, like if you were to grab my BlackBerry from me right now, you wouldn't be able to get into it because I've got a little lock code on the front that you have to know. And I bet you the kids, if they say, well, I'm not putting in my lock code, they'll have their iPhone stolen.
They'll take the iPhone, and then they'll have to explain to their parents why the iPhone was taken.
Well,
again,
I'd rather have that happen.
Right there. So, well, you know, I would
approach that because if I were in government high school, hopefully I would have parents that understood freedom and liberty, or certainly if I had a young person in government high school, which I wouldn't do because I would never put my kids in government school. But nonetheless, if I were in a situation like that, I would encourage my child to just keep their phone locked. And then when I come in as the parent, I'll take their damn phone back and I'll tell the principal to go shove it up his butt.
Well, then you're going to be targeted. But
well, that's
like
fine.
To say,
I'm used to it.
We're arguing about how much dope we can get and how many times we can have our body mutilated and be under doctor's care. And it's just a sickening scenario.
Thanks, Larry, for the call. Always appreciate hearing from you. I don't agree, of course, on the complaints about foreigners coming here and working. I think anybody should be able to come here and make a better life for themselves if that's what they want. I don't think people should be mooching off the system.
Heck no.
Whoever they are, I don't care if they were born here or they moved here.
Right. It seems to me that it's the ones that you know that we allow to come, and you know, our own citizens are the experts at mooching off the system. Not,
but I do share Larry's concerns about the sexting thing, because look, hey, they're teenagers. Hormones running wild.
Yeah, I can
and
tell you, I
interested.
Looked at naked pictures of girls when I was a teenager. As a matter of fact,
apparently
I
needed counseling, Mark, and a sex offense.
As early as, I think I was like six. Some older boy managed
elementary
to
school for sure. Yeah.
Find some picture book, and you know, it wasn't the fancy stuff that you get to these days.
I remember sliding the Playboy underneath the bus seats on the school bus. That way you weren't passing it over the top so the bus driver could see. So you'd put it in a bag, a backpack, and you'd slide it underneath to your buddies in the back of the bus. That way everybody got to see the nudie pics. That was what we were doing in elementary school. Apparently we needed counseling and
that's the gifted
effects.
School.
No, I didn't go to that until middle school. But anyway, I am also concerned with Larry on this, because it seems to me that teenagers are always going to be interested in the opposite sex, or if they're homosexual and the same sex, they're interested.
Humans are interested in other naked humans.
Absolutely.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. And to pretend that it should be some other way is twisted.
That's fine if you want it to be some other way, and if that's your religion or whatever. I'm fine with that. It's the ruining someone's life over it part that really stinks.
It's going to be embarrassing enough to just, if your son takes a picture of his penis and puts it online for other kids to see, that's going to be embarrassing enough on its own. You don't need to charge the guy with a sex offense for doing something like that. And I don't know how many boys are getting charged versus girls are getting charged.
I can only imagine that the males are bearing the brunt of this.
I don't know. I imagine the girls are under high pressure to take their clothes off and be photographed. So I'm not sure. I'm not in the culture. I'm not.
However, they've charged young men for possession of child porn for having pictures of girls that the same ages. So I'm of the opinion that generally when it comes to sexual anything, that the boys wear the brunt of it. But you know. Maybe I'm a sexist.
Do you disagree with Larry? Are you in favor of these sexting regulations? I mean, obviously, there must be somebody out there that favors this, right? I mean, those politicians have to be pandering to some sort of, some repressive, twisted element out there that is very interested in restricting young people when it comes to their sexual explorations of one another. And the more restrictive you get, the more cracking down you do, it's just going to go more underground. You think you can stop teenagers from experimenting?
Right.
Do you think you can stop
young
them?
Young people of every generation that's alive today have been sneaking off and touching each other in their special spots for as long as they possibly could. And, you know, leave these kids alone.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course,
talk to your kid and instill the morals that you want in your kid.
Right.
Please don't threaten them with hell.
Don't leave it to the government school to do it. More on the way. Of course, government schools are the real problem here. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can download them right there from the front page of the website, going back for an entire year free at freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can go over there and try one out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, you don't get the free book. They've got the new ones over there, including the Dan Brown's new release that came out this week, and old ones like Atlas Shrugged. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for a free audiobook.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We go to Gerard, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Gerard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Gerard, you're on the air.
Yeah, my dad was a member of the Socialist Labor Party from like 1956 to 1970, probably 1980.
Well, he did a pretty good job. You guys took over.
Huh?
He did a pretty good job. You guys took over.
The socialists, that is.
Well, he believed that the workers should have control over everything, the schools, the railroads, the industry, and he believed that you wouldn't have this problem that you have today. The workers would have everything. They'd
Now, how would that work exactly, Gerard? May I ask you? May I ask you how that would work? You're saying the workers should have control. So does that mean that essentially, let's say that I'm a business owner, I've got 25 employees, I'm running a candy store. You're saying that the government would come in and essentially remove my control over my own business, which I've spent
money. No, we would have no government. We would have no ruling class.
So how would the workers get control?
The capitalist class would be abolished.
Wait. Okay, but point of information. How would the workers get control? What I want to know is, if we were going to Gerard's dad's world, or your world, whichever one, where the workers are in control of everything, how do we get from here to there? Let's use my candy store example.
The system would have to totally collapse, and the workers would take over.
Well, but my candy store is running pretty effectively, and we're running profitably. My workers are getting paid. People are getting the candy they're looking for. So how is that? How is my system in the candy store going to collapse?
Well, it's starting to collapse right now, really.
My system's okay. Everybody still wants candy, even a down economy. I mean, everybody's got a sweet tooth, so they're buying my candy. Everything's okay. We're doing fine. Business might be down slightly, but we're still getting the bills paid. All the employees are taking home paychecks. I guess I'm just wondering, how is it that it's going to switch? It seems like it's a little fantasy idea. I'm fine with, if you want to go and invest. Hey, hang on, Gerard. If you and your buddies want to go and invest in a worker-owned business, a co-op of some sort, that's fine. I have no objection to that. But are you saying that I, as a business owner who has employees, should have my my ownership of my own business subsumed by my employees in some fashion?
Pretty much, yeah.
How is that going to work? Can you explain that to me?
Well, you know, it's like ants on a watermelon. Everybody shares what's produced amongst each other, you know.
Well, you know, one of the problems with that, Gerard.
Ants on a watermelon, you know they're not going to eat it all.
You're still not answering my question.
I get where you're coming from, Gerard, but the thing is if a business owner or the management or whatever, they often have a larger stake in the risk.
I paid for the building.
Right. You know, like if I run a factory, I paid for the factory. I'm taking all the risk. It's my life savings that is on the line. Not the guy who comes in and works from 9 to 5 and then goes home. I've already compensated him for his time. He's got a monopoly on his labor, and he can decide to take that labor elsewhere if he wishes.
Well, you know, under what my dad believed, he believed that everyone can live happily with what they produce for each other.
That's great.
Is it possible that your dad was wrong?
Well, wait. I want to know what you believe, Gerard. Can we talk about what Gerard believes? Because you're the one on the phone with us.
I believe the same thing.
You believe the same thing. So you still haven't answered my question. I just am looking for a realistic suggestion as to how what you want to see happen will be accomplished. I own my candy store. It's my store. I've put a few hundred thousand dollars into the store and renovating it and hiring employees. And how is it going to be that the employees get control of what is mine?
And once they do get in control, what's going to stop them from making their position more cushy, giving themselves raises for doing nothing?
I'm not concerned about that. I want to know from Gerard how they're going to get control of my store.
There will be no currency. You know, there's going to be no currency.
How is that going to happen?
Well,
take me through the steps.
Everyone would produce for each other. They're going to.
I am producing. I'm producing candy. Gerard, I'm producing candy, and people are coming and giving me things. Maybe I agree that the monetary system sucks in the United States. It's the Federal Reserve system, and it's awful. And we need to get to value-backed currency offered by marketplace entities. But that's not what you're proposing. You're proposing getting rid of money. You're proposing getting rid of a medium of exchange entirely. Isn't that right?
I'm talking about, I guess I'm a Marxist, I'm talking about a true democracy.
You're talking about a fantasy that goes against human nature is what it seems to me.
I guess I'm talking about a utopia is what I'm trying to tell you.
Like heaven. And it's nice, and you know, heaven's a great idea, and I hope we all get there. However, the idea is that's where
we're headed. But I
No, Gerard, we're not. See, here's the problem with your theory, Gerard, is in the candy store situation, for the workers to take over, they've got to use violence to steal the owner's store.
Well,
if they don't use violence, then they're not going to get it because the owner continues to own it. So to get the store, how else are they going
to
get it, Gerard? That's the only way you can take the only way for people who didn't work for and earn something to get something is to steal it. And the only way for them to steal it from somebody who's on duty is to use violence, and whether they use the violence of the government or just plain old violence like they did in the Bolshevik Revolution, it's still violence. And that's the problem with socialism. Socialism says, you got stuff, it's not fair you got it, and we want it, and we're going to take it. That's socialism, Gerard.
Well, any other thoughts, sir?
Kind of what we don't want, but...
But that's how it plays out. People
that
give.
I guess it does.
But what you're wanting, Gerard, is everybody to come to the same conclusion that you have about
socialism. And that's never happened and never will.
People are different. They're going to continue being different.
Well,
and here's my solution for you, Gerard. How about this? How about we have a free marketplace where people who want to engage in communal ownership can engage in communal ownership? Maybe that is the best way to run something. I don't know. I don't think it is, personally. But maybe it is. Maybe you can prove to us that that's the best way to do things. Let's have a free marketplace where if you want to have a commune or you want to have a communally run candy store, you can do that. Get together with the other people that you want to get together with and go out there and provide that product in the marketplace while I can compete with you running in my management style and my ownership style in the way that I think is best. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I've got nothing against good employees. I believe if you want to keep good employees,
you've got
you
to
have to compensate them, and you have to compensate them well, because somebody else out there will do it better than you. And that's how the marketplace works. Everyone has a monopoly, and they have a monopoly over their own brain and their own body, and they get to decide how they spend that. The workers are not obligated to come to the factory or the candy store every day. They choose to do that. They get in their car and they go. If they want to start their own business and put their own capital at risk that they saved themselves, well, that's their choice.
The great thing about the free market is it's not a utopia. I mean, some might accuse us of being utopian about the idea of a free market, and it may be very difficult to achieve, but it's not utopia. Because in the free market, there are still going to be problems. There are still going to be people hurting other people. It will be lessened because you won't have institutionalized violence in the form of a monopolized government. But it's not a utopia. The free market is just the best way to solve problems. There will still be problems. But to get to the free market would require people coming to the conclusion that government isn't a beneficial idea. And that government is dangerous. It is force. And it's no easy task. There's no doubt about that. I think it's a little more achievable than some socialist utopia, a fantasy that involves the disappearance of a medium of exchange, something that human beings have been using for thousands of years.
Right. Money's been around as long as people have been able to trade things.
Governments, on the other hand, go away over time. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That is amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, we'll get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, selling pretty much whatever you can imagine. They've got dozens of categories, even used items. If you're looking for it, odds are good they carry it, and it'll probably be at a pretty good price, including free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time by shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Claire is on the line listening to WXNT. Ladies first, Claire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight, Claire?
Well, I'm listening to the callers, the previous callers. I had an epiphany.
Okay.
But let me preface that with saying I live in Indianapolis, and there's a state-run hospital called Wishard, and it's pretty fantastic. If you make less than a certain amount, you go see a doctor for $10. It's called a copay. Whatever medicine you get, $5, no matter what it is. But I think I have a possible solution that might make sense.
Okay, sure.
That is, people who have a job, a pretty good job or a very good job, with a company that has health insurance, okay, they're covered. People who are pretty much indigent, they're covered by programs like the hospital here, Wishard. And I think the only people or groups of people who should be affected or should be considered for any kind of government health benefits, control, whatever you want to call it, would be, number one, people who work a job but their company doesn't offer health insurance, unless they're making a tremendous amount of money or over a certain amount of money.
I see where you're coming from, Claire. Don't you think it's possible, though, to help people without stealing?
I'm not sure exactly.
Well, what you're telling me here is you think certain people should get government help with health care. And what I had mentioned earlier is that I think it's better when people get to decide for themselves how to spend their money in the free marketplace, which we don't have, which we would have if the government would get the hell out But I think that charities would be happily picking up the ball for people that actually needed the help that you're talking about. You're saying this one hospital, the Wishart Hospital, is run by the state. Isn't it possible that such a organization could be wonderfully run by, you know, the Salvation Army or some other United Way organization or some sort of charitable group?
I think so, but I have a feeling it's not just the state. I'm sure that many people put into that. You know.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I was going to what you told me. You told me it was the state. So you're saying it may be a charity slash the state. Who knows? But what I'm telling you is the state can't do anything. The state cannot spend money it hasn't first stolen from people.
It doesn't produce anything.
Right.
People produce. The government steals. Well,
so, and if you take a look, Claire, if you look at the overhead on welfare programs compared to private charities that help people, the overhead is like a reverse picture. In a government program, the overhead is, you know, 60, 70, 80%. In a private charity, the overhead is 10, 20, 30%. So you've got a completely different picture where in a private charity, the money that you donate to that charity is actually being funneled to the people who actually need it, whereas in the government program, most of the money that's being stolen from you to pay for their program is going to fund the lifestyles of the middle-class bureaucrats that run the program. Does that make sense to you?
Yep. Too much bureaucracy, too many middlemen.
Sounds like we're on the same page. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. People can get help when they need it in the absence of the state.
Yep.
They did before the state was taking control of these things.
And
in fact,
nice
healthcare
people,
was much cheaper.
And as nice as the people are in the offices of the doctors and the offices of the insurance companies and the offices of the government that push all the paper around that, you know, it seems to that is a part of our medical system today, those people aren't healing anyone, and they're really just getting in they're just make-work jobs, moving paper around in order to get paid. People should pay for their health care, and that's the right system. That's where you're going to see the lowest prices, the best competition, the best innovation, and that's what's going to work. It's not going to be nearly as expensive as it is today, because we have layers upon layers of bureaucracy involved, and inside of that bureaucracy, doctors are waiting a long time to get paid. People don't respond in the way that they're supposed to, as far as you know, going to the doctor. They'll go for the sniffles because I work for the government. I've got a great healthcare system. You know, all I have to do is pay a $5 copay, and I can go anytime I want. So they do.
Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Bill is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey guys, you guys are going to have to help me out tonight. Usually I agree with you, but now I think I'm in trouble because
uh-oh.
I know you guys are eminently logical, so help me through it.
Okay, give
why
it to me.
Do the kids at school up until, I don't know, put an age restriction on it, say anybody up until before they graduate high school, why do they need cell phones in the classroom at all?
I don't, you know, some people may want their cell phones for different reasons, and I think that... I think that if in a free market, if you didn't have government school, that you would probably see a bunch of different choices there. Some schools would, you know, the sort of liberal schools would say, oh, kids can have their cell phones, they can do whatever they want with them, and we'd see how that work. And the military schools would say, if it puts a bulge in your uniform, you can't have it, son. And they'd, you know, they'd spit in the kid's eye when they told them. And you know, then they'd have a whole bunch of schools
yes.
in between where, you know, some schools would require you to bring your cell phone, you know, the nerdy, geeky school where all the kids you know, have a laptop and
absolutely
whatever.
You need a pocket protector too.
Right, you'd have to. there would be just a big variety of
you
what makes sense and what doesn't.
Right, you may be able to allow a cell phone, but have it turned off in class or something.
I don't
like
know
that.
What the best solution is. But the marketplace does, and choice is what it's all about.
Right.
Maybe I'm a parent that believes that a student is best armed with a cell phone and getting more involved in technology and understanding these things and being on the cutting edge. And I don't see any reason that my child shouldn't be allowed to do what I want them to do.
Or maybe you just want Johnny to be able to call you after the day's over and let you know where he's going, you know, with his friends or something.
Okay.
Like that.
At that point, I would say they can keep them either in their locker and do it in between classes.
And I would say that you should be able to be... I would say, Bill, that now, as hold a parent. On.
Bill, I had a government school. I went to the government school from 9th, 10th, and 11th grade, 12th grade. And if they wanted to get the locks off, you could only use the school's lock because they wanted to be able to get into your locker if they wanted to. And then the thugs would come along, and they could knock those cheap school locks off with just a stick. They just knock them right off. And so
keep them out of their car.
But you can have that.
When I was a freshman, I didn't have a car.
Bill, you can have that if you have a free market in schools. Parents that don't want their...
Who said that government-run schools are supposed to be free market? Who said that?
You can't have a government-run school that's free market.
The problem is government-run school, Bill.
So maybe
I think that's wonderful. Government-run school, I think, is wonderful.
No, you don't. Really?
Sure. It's a choice. If you want to send your child to a government-run school, you have the parents have to decide that.
Sure, but it's not
stealing. It's not a choice.
In my town, it's 80% of the budget. So that means 80% of my property tax that they extract from me at the threat of throwing me and my family out on the street if I don't pay is in order to run their socialist indoctrination center where they tell me how my kid is going to learn. And I think that's a crazy.
Don't put your kid in that school.
No, that doesn't solve the problem.
They take my money from me and threaten to throw my family out. It's not about where I want to put my kid in school. It's about whether or not I want to fund their socialist indoctrination center.
Oh, no, I agree. I wouldn't like to fund it either, but I do. I have to.
They're sure. They'll take your house. They're threatening you.
So then you would agree with us, Bill, that there should be no government-run schools, so each parent, each individual can keep the money they earn and then decide where to send their kids, whether they want to send their kid to a school that allows cell phones or a school that disallows them or something in between. They would have that choice if we had a free market in schools. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm being confiscated by the government, you know, the money. I know your story, like you always say, at gunpoint. I don't mind government schools, but then I mind them
because of what they are doing, and they're teaching kids that government is great and government is valuable and government is good. They're indoctrinating them, and I mind it big time. But like you, I can't stop paying for them, because if I do, I'll have my house stolen
from
me.
Not to mention that literacy rates have dropped year after year after year since Thomas Jefferson's times. They've dropped. So the fact is, the government is now we're talking about functional illiteracy rates of like 20%, people that can't read, like 20%. Quit rushing me. You're making me stop.
I have to rush you. We've got a giveaway to do. We've got a Totosec 2-pack to give away here, and I want to do it this hour. So if you've been hearing us talk about the Totosec, it's a 100% recycled material, so strong. It is made designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. This is going to help you bring the groceries back in from the car in one trip. You can hang so many groceries on this, far more than you could possibly hang on your hands. It's a convenient little tool. I've been using it here at the house. Mark, you and your wife have been using it as well.
I love mine.
Get yourself a 2-pack of Totosacs. You can buy them over at Totosac.com, Totasak.com. You can also get a family pack there. But if you're caller number 2 at 603-435-1105, it'll be yours. 603-435-1105. More coming up.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.